B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The Commanders took one on the chin yesterday against the Baltimore Ravens. Game where they made a lot of mistakes. We were talking about it, and I think ultimately for the players, they are not going to ever try to take a moral victory. But there were some good things that happened in that game and definitely some bad things and things that need to be corrected. I think one thing I keep noticing where people panic in one-on-one situations, cornerbacks. You got to stop reaching and just start running.
You reach, I teach.
And I think the ultimate thing for a cornerback, you basically have to mimic what the receiver is doing, and you know when the ball is coming. But when you get a little separation, don't reach out. Just run. His eyes come up, your eyes come up. And it'll be a lot better at that. But that reaching, bro, like seeing that laundry on the damn field all the time.
I know some of the PI calls had people pissed off yesterday. The one at the goal line, the thing that bothered me was they called it late. You know how in basketball they will
wait to see
if a shot drops before they call the foul, before they blow the whistle? It was like that. That was a first half penalty. I believe it was called on BSJ. But he grabbed him. He held him.
He did.
He grabbed him. Like, it was a fair call. I just hate that they called it late. The second half one where the receiver fell down, that a lot of people were up in arms about. What'd you make of that? I think it, in real time, I think it looked like a grab, but I think if the receiver doesn't just fall, maybe they don't call that.
Mm-hmm.
But listen,
a lot of the thing with Fantamar calls too. I mean, I know referees are trying to anticipate stuff, but let's see if they touch them first. And in football, you will have some level. If he's not grabbing and impeding, you can't always call that damn flag.
Yeah, I thought for me, I'll drop it in the thread right now. Shout out to Chad Wico. He did a good job of getting the video on Twitter. But that was a really tough one, the Rashad Bateman call. You would have liked that to get picked up. I feel like, and I don't have a lot of positive things to say about referees very often, I feel like more and more refs are getting better at picking flags up. They throw them, then they chat real quick, and they're like, you know what, no call. What'd you think of the call that got picked up on Terry when he got popped on the sideline? They threw the flag. It's a good clean hit.
He hit him in the chest.
Yeah.
He didn't hit him in the head, so they should have picked it up.
I think in live time, it was fair to throw the flag because the way Terry's head snapped, you wonder if there was contact. But I'm not mad that they were able to, you know, talk through it, get the correct call on the field. If you look just straight at the penalties in this thing, it felt, I think, pretty one-sided. It was 6 penalties for 46 yards. They're still not getting dinged with, like, the 50-yard. Honestly, the longest penalty in this game, and I'd have to look it up specifically, but when the Commanders got the PI on Noah Brown down the right sideline, was a pretty big call.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fair. My worry with St. Juice specifically, who I think is a good player, I think not having Kendall Fuller really hurts this team. I think they could really use a smart veteran corner.
Mm-hmm.
I think BSJ, if he's like a number two option, is really a player in that scenario. But because he's long and rangy, we now have 4 years of this, right? He gets handsy. He gets grabby.
Very handsy.
And they call it.
All the time.
The people that are like, you know, trade him, cut him, he's no good, you're wrong. The people that are like, oh man, he's got all the tools, he could really be a star corner, I don't think you're right either. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle, and if he's ever really going to take his game further, you got to use your hands less. And I know you want to be physical, and you want to use that range, but it's hurting you. Like, they're calling it. And some of this, when there's a reputation for a player, refs know it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they will not give you the benefit of the doubt if you are a guy that consistently do it. They know what you're doing.
Right.
So that's why they call so much.
Now, I do think the penalty on Bateman is tough. because that was a one-score game at that point. It was a third down. It keeps them on the field. If you have to look at one specific call, I think that might be it. But I think it's overly simple to just – Derrick Henry finished the game 24 for a buck 32 with two touchdowns. I don't think one call is what hinged anything.
No.
I said this to Bickle as he was walking out. I think Washington proved they belong in the conversation of teams that could compete with anybody in the NFL. And I'd say at any location, like going up to Baltimore for that game, that place was buzzing, man. And not an enviable task for the road team. The road team, everybody has home field advantage. I understand that. The visiting team locker room is such a joke in that building. It is so freaking small. And I understand that's how it works. Like, you're allowed to do that. I could comprehend all of it.
Most teams do that, though. That's all the way back to Little League.
I know, but most teams, you have enough space. It's just super awkward. They make it like a maze, kind of, but at least there's space. That joint is tight. And it's like, well, and when you walk in, and the lockers are to the left. And it's kind of like, imagine a big O shape or something with lockers in the middle and lockers all around. But they have that huge open space where the whiteboards are, and where, you know what I mean? Like where the bananas and the Gatorades and all that are before you get to the showers and everything. They got plenty of space, but they just only give a very little bit of it to the actual physical lockers. And, dude, this was one of those unfortunately, I have a lot of experience in losing locker rooms, but these guys playing right now, they don't. Like, this team is not – they hadn't lost in a month. So they lost. They're in this incredibly cramped, annoyingly tight
– kind of like what we do every day.
Correct. But then when the media comes in, you've also got – because it was only Baltimore, everybody from D.C. traveled up there.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of people, and the dudes couldn't get from their lockers to their showers, which didn't create the happiest environment. Because it was,
yeah.
I think
that's kind of you get in and get in and out real quick.
I don't know how the hell I got on that rant, but I did. Still, though, I think let's say Washington was chasing most of this game, right? They were down between 14-7, 14-10, whatever it was throughout, and late in that game, 27-13. I was really impressed by 12-play, 70-yard drive that made it 27-19.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was important to show we're climbing back into this thing. And I even understand they were down 10. They needed two scores. So when you kicked at the end, when you kicked the field goal there to cut it to 7, conceptually I understand that.
Yeah.
You just had to get a stop, and they weren't going to get a stop.
No, they didn't get a stop.
But I do think, say they scored there, say they hypothetically got the stop, got a score, I think Baltimore would have scored again. The way Baltimore's offense was going, it
they had the advantage, brother.
Right.
They seem to have the advantage at that point.
So I don't think we should, like, talk ourselves into, you know, they were the better team, the refs screwed them, if they didn't make a couple mistakes. Like, I think Baltimore was a better team.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Washington absolutely proved we can compete with those dudes. We are on the same level, same platform. And whether they are or they aren't is debatable. But what's far more important is that they believe that.
There you go.
You know? And Dan Quinn believes that. And that's what they're building towards. And I got some audio from Terry and from Jaden's last answer at the podium, I think, was the absolute best answer Jaden had at the podium. We're going to play that for you. We're going to open these phone lines up at 11 a.m. Danny Cannell's going to join us at 1 o'clock. Ultimately, though, I got this tweet, B, that I think is pretty damn good.
All right.
From Blessed in the DMV. Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry are first ballot Hall of Famers. We couldn't stop them. That's why we lost. I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. I mean, when the best two players on their team gets a chance to go out there and do what they normally do, it's going to be hard to beat that team, especially when you're in a building situation. So when you go into the game you were hoping to limit, you knew you wasn't going to stop. Well, that wasn't limiting as either. They were doing what they wanted to do whenever they wanted to do it.
Agreed. And especially in the second half, especially when Allen's out, Armstrong's out, if they had to play the Ravens 10 times, I think Baltimore wins the majority of them. But I think they learned a lot going up there. And when you look just at the NFC teams, it's a real conversation. It's people can tell me to pump my brakes or whatever. I'm telling you, Baltimore was a better team. I'm not one of these people that's trying to rationalize somehow that Washington came out of Sunday's game better. They didn't. Baltimore was better.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at how things set up. You got Carolina, Chicago at home before you go to the Meadowlands. Now, if you're able to look big picture here, you got to start to like the picture.
Yeah. I mean,
you've got a quarterback.
You're sitting at 4-2 with 11 games left. The absolute best team that you have faced this year, Ravens, it might be the best team you're going to face all year. They have two coming up now. The Bears played damn good yesterday. That could just be the Jacksonville sucks.
Jacksonville sucks.
Okay. But the ultimate thing
Caleb's
is.
Caleb's starting to put it together a little bit.
Yeah, but they are. And we know last year what they did to our secondary. We're going to have to step up. And what I loved early in the game, they were getting pressure on Lamar. But it kind of tapered off as the game went on. That has to be consistent. You got to be more consistent with it. Because if you get pressure on these quarterbacks, you at least give your secondary a chance. You get no pressure, it's going to be a problem.